Well, welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. I'm right here in the operations area looking at the official clock. This is the 1 o'clock Eastern update. And we're looking at several systems in the Atlantic. Very busy here at the Hurricane Center. So Hurricane Florence, first of all, the latest flight information showing the size of the actual system starting to increase. We're starting to see some strengthening of the system as we speak and some expansion of those hurricane force winds and the tropical storm force winds. So we are seeing a stronger system according to the aircraft that's out there. We do look at some of the latest information. We do have several systems. If you look at the Atlantic, very busy for us at the Hurricane Center. We do have an area of disturbed weather getting into the Gulf of Mexico with time. We have, of course, Florence, and we also have Tropical Storm Isaac. We look at Hurricane Helene. There's a lot of different systems that we are looking at currently. Let's take a look at the latest information with Tropical Storm Isaac. 70-mile-an-hour winds continuing to move west at 16 miles an hour, possibly becoming a hurricane with time. And we've actually got some new information. We actually have hurricane watches for Guadeloupe, Martinique, and Dominica. So could see some of those hurricane-force winds in some of these islands. So we need to be really aware that we have a lot of different places that we're looking at. It could be some potential impacts to people. Getting closer to the mainland here, we're looking at, of course, we're looking at Hurricane Florence. Latest information still holding at 130 miles an hour. But again, we are seeing some aircraft data pointing to some strengthening. But notice tropical storm force winds extending well outside the center. And we always talk about the center looking at this cone. Anywhere in this cone, you can eventually see where the center could be. So still some uncertainty with time. But look how close some of these forecast points are, and that really is 48 hours. We're not moving very much once we make it inland, and that's going to compound some of the issues that we have associated with this system. One of those issues is rainfall, and we're looking at some large amounts. We're forecasting 15 to 20 miles, 20 inches of rain, which is absolutely incredible, miles and miles inland, and in fact, some places could see 30 inches of rain, which is absolutely catastrophic in some areas. So just because you're not along the coast doesn't mean you can't get some big impacts from Florence, encompassing much of Virginia and also North Carolina. So well inland, and a lot of the terrain, some of this rainfall could be definitely devastating with time. One of the other big factors we have when we talk about is the storm surge. So as a result, we have a storm surge watch up for much of the South Carolina coast all the way up to the North Carolina-Virginia border. Any one of these places could get greater than 3 foot of storm surge, and that at times can be definitely life-threatening. Even if we dive into some of the data and we look at specifics, this is a particular area that we're concerned with, the Pamlico Sound and the Pamlico River. Normally, these rivers flow out, and that's how you get rid of the rainfall. But in a situation like this, the water gets forced in, and it gets piled up where you can potentially get 10 to 12 feet of storm surge. This has been Ken Graham right here in the operations area at the National Hurricane Center.